Every couple of weeks we speak with one of the professionals from the Sydney Adventist Hospital, the SAN, which is one of the biggest private hospitals in Australia, and they do some very, very advanced work. And the Sydney Adventist Hospital, as they say, harnesses the latest advancements in health while giving you the attention, respect and care you deserve. They are sponsors of our program, but we have access to their clinicians and medical specialists, and this is about robotics and hernias. Now, a lot of people have hernias, and the way hernias are dealt with has changed quite dramatically. They're using robotic surgery resources, and in fact, they've got a program underway at the moment on this. So I spoke earlier today to Professor Steve Pillinger. He's a colorectal surgeon at the SAN. Here's that conversation.
Good evening, John. Thanks very much for having me on.
Just to start off, we've talked about hernias. So inguinal hernia versus other hernias. What's the difference?
Inguinal hernias are pretty much what people talk about when they say they have a hernia. It's the most common type. They do affect children, but they're slightly different. But they're very common in adults. And they're a hernia in the groin, sort of just above the pelvis. They typically occur more commonly in men because of anatomical reasons, which we don't have to go into, but it's a weakness in the abdominal wall. Any hernia is a protrusion of something into a space that it doesn't otherwise occupy. And these are the lumps that you'll feel in the groin. Often they can bubble or burble a little bit because bowel gets in them and pops in and out.
So it's not a tear, it's kind of a stretch. Would that be a way of describing it?
Yeah, there's two sort of forms. One is it comes directly through the abdominal wall, and that's more of a general weakness. And the other one goes through the layers of the abdominal wall, and that tends to occur over time with trauma. So if someone lifts something heavy suddenly, that's typically the hernia that they'll get.
Yeah, which we hear a lot about. So with this project, you're using the robotic approach to doing the surgery. Can you explain that for us?
Yeah, I mean, the traditional way of treating these hernias was originally with open surgery and then laparoscopic surgery or keyhole surgery most people have heard of. But that's quite an inefficient way of doing things. It's what we call chopstick operating because you're using straight sticks to do the surgery. Whereas robotics, the robot holds the instruments and the camera and they have little wrists on the instrument. So it's more like a little human hand. So it's more dexterous and more precise and therefore there's less tissue trauma. Patients recover quicker and get back to their normal activities quicker.
Yeah. So the end result mightn't necessarily be better. It might be based on what you've just said, but it certainly means it can be done more quickly, easily, and with less pain.
Yeah. I mean, this is the ultimate win-win, really, because the idea of the study is to prove that it's the best way for patients to have their hernias repaired.
Right.
And for surgeons, the traditional thing with robotics is it's always been thought to be too expensive to do for simple inguinal hernias, which is a little bit counterintuitive. You've got the best method of operating, but you're not doing it because it is a bit more expensive. Whereas at the SAN, we're the busiest robotic surgical unit in the country. And so the genesis of the study was that we utilise experienced surgeons and anaesthetist theatre staff so that we can do these repairs very efficiently and it's achieved the best outcome, we think, for the patients and therefore everybody wins. The hospital uses their system most efficiently. The surgeons do the operation in a way that is very ergonomic and efficient and the patients get the best result.
Yeah, and so you've done recently done the 100th of these as part of this trial. Then you're doing a test to see, as you've just explained, how much more quickly people are recovering, what the use of the hospital's resources is, all of that factored in.
Correct, yes. I mean, we're now up to, I think, nearly 130 patients of a planned 200. And obviously we're doing interim analyses along the way because you want to find out that what is happening is what you think should be happening and more importantly that patients aren't doing worse, in which case you'd stop the study. But so far it's going exceedingly well and so it's we're hoping to get the study finished by Christmas and published soon after.
And then you'd like to think this might become more broadly used as well.
Well, that's exactly right. What we're aiming to do is to establish a methodology for doing these types of repairs that makes it very efficient and repeatable. You know, it's not, we don't want a case of look at us, how good are we type thing. It's more a case of this is how you can use this system most efficiently to make it efficient for your hospital, for your surgeons and for your patients.
Yeah, and you're looking at, as you say, there's an age range and I guess you're looking at people, tradies, people, a whole range of people that are part of this study?
That's exactly right. Yeah, it does tend to affect all age ranges, but particularly tradies. We often have what we call Tradies Day around December or January because they're young fellas who are doing typically very heavy work, so they don't want to miss out on getting paid. So they tend to schedule their surgery around the time of the holidays so they can use that time to recover.
Yeah.
So
this gives them this means a quicker recovery, doesn't it?
Correct. So yeah. Looking at something like Decembernia to focus on young tradies getting their hernias done for the new year.
And just as an indication, the conventional way, if I went and got a conventional operation on a hernia as opposed to this procedure, what are the differences in terms of when I'd be up and about, maybe playing golf is my indication of what you think?
That's particularly in this area, that's one of the questions we get asked. My typical answer is that, well, you can get back to working on your short game as soon as you like because that's where you lose all the shots.
Of course.
But you should be back swinging a golf club within 2 to 3 weeks and probably playing around within a month or so.
Under the new system.
Wow, okay. You'd be advised to use a cart and get someone to help you with the heavy bag initially, but you will be back on the course fairly quickly.
But much longer under the old system.
Typically much longer.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we want to look at the full data set, but pain and recovery are the two major endpoints that we're looking at. We phone the patients day 1, day 7, day 28 and ask them to do a pain score to rate their pain. And then we see them as the surgeon shortly after that. And so far, the results are looking extremely good.
All right, just to finish up, because you've talked about the robotics, and we've had quite a few of you talk about that, and you were mentioning earlier about the little wrist that you've got on the end of the device. So you're presumably operating this with controls as opposed to what you used to do with a scalpel as a surgeon, or I'm presuming you still do. How much different is that for you? Is it something that is a boon for you?
This is absolutely a boon. I've been doing this since 2013 and pretty much don't do any of the old straight stick laparoscopy anymore. And it is actually prolonging surgeons' careers because it's so much more ergonomic. Surgery is actually very damaging for surgeons. They get a lot of neck, shoulder, wrist injuries.
Right.
And this is really helping prevent them because we operate at a console. The robot holds the camera and the tools, sort of like PlayStation for adults,
I never thought about that. Leaning over with a scalpel and that precision that you're doing and the neck and all of that, it would take a toll on you. Yeah, that's right.
Takes a big toll. So if we can preserve the expertise and the experience of surgeons with better equipment, it is proving to be very, very beneficial.
All right. Very interesting as always. Thank you so much for your time tonight.
No problem, John. Thanks for the time. Yeah.